The Burt Show.
So I saw an incident yesterday that made me realize I needed to come in here today and honor those that put their lives on the line every single day. They have careers where they leave the house and their family is not sure they're ever going to come back again. And I am talking about driving instructors.
Oh, wow. I'm over here like the proud sister-in-law of a police officer and the proud sister of a Marine and a firefighter and a paramedic. This is not where I thought this was going.
I was going home yesterday and there was a driving instructor with the big old sign on the back of the car that says, you know, young driver, new driver, stay away. It was in green and white. You couldn't miss it, right?
Student driver,
right? And the driving instructor is obviously on the right side. And he's got what looks like a 15 or a 16-year-old in his car. So they're supposed to take a left turn. And this student is supposed to yield to the oncoming traffic before he goes left. So he pulls out in front of oncoming traffic. And I could see the driving instructor freaking out the same way I used to when I was trying to teach my kids how to drive, right? He's yelling at the kid. And then the kid freaks out also and hits the curb on the right side of the car and made me realize, like, this has to be one of the most stressful jobs in America.
Never thought about it, but
getting in that car with a 15 or a 16-year-old every single day, I honor you, patriots.
People don't even want to do that. People don't even want to do that with their own kids.
It is seriously the most tense and stressful thing you'll ever do as a parent.
I wonder if they did a study, like, what those driving instructors, what their blood pressure is on the regular.
That's gotta be crazy.
Yeah, that can't be a healthy job.
No, man.
All right, so let's circle back here, because I do a fair amount of traveling, and I don't know that I have ever met a couple that has missed more flights or been late for flights or lost baggage more than you and your lady. And I need some explanation.
And it's not like you're missing a flight to Orlando, man. You're like missing flights to Thailand and stuff.
Yes.
Like, that throws a huge kink in the plan.
It absolutely does.
But it's consistent.
It is. My lady has a brand and I'm going to completely blame her. Although it will be interesting, because in this particular instance, I made the mistake, but I still don't think it was my fault.
Like going on vacation with her?
Maybe. But you're right. I don't know another couple that goes through this more. And it was kind of a joke at first, in that the first like two or three places we went together, for some odd reason, it would always be my bag that would get lost. And I learned a valuable lesson from that. I'm like, I used to think, and this is why I'm trying to inspire her to be better, because I was the same person. I thought it was impossible to go somewhere for a week and not check a bag. I was that guy. But after losing my bag 2 to 3 times, I'd had enough. And I started realizing every time I leave a trip, I always have a bunch of leftover things that I didn't need, I didn't wear. So I need to do a better job of packing. And in the last couple of trips, I've done that. Like, I have gone just carry on, whether it was a 10-day trip or a 4-day trip. Couple of pair of sneakers you don't really need. All you really need is swimsuits and some slides. You're good to go. Couple outfits, you're fine. But her thing is, she has to have a backup plan. And then a backup plan for the backup plan.
I get it.
I'll be honest with you. There is never a reason, really, for a guy ever to check a bag. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Once you figure it out, you realize how ridiculous you really were the entire time. So for this trip, because getting there was going to be a lot harder than coming back. Coming back, we had 2 planes. It was pretty simple. Getting there was going to be a little rough. I had to fly to New York to meet her there. Then we had to fly to Amsterdam. And then from Amsterdam, we had to fly to Bangkok. And from Bangkok, we had to fly to Phuket. And
20 hours, you said yesterday?
It was a little more going. I think it was about 26 getting there in total. So the flight from, which I had a feeling might be a problem, because to get from Amsterdam to Bangkok, we had to catch a flight that literally we had like 40 minutes. It was a very, very small window. But that was the only way we could get to Phuket for quicker, because once you start to get into those countries, you got one flight to catch. And the next flight is not leaving for until the next day, literally. So it was the only way we could really set this up. So we realized we had one window where it was like we have no room for error. So it was her idea. She came to me and said, I think we should do carry-on. I thought to myself, that is lovely. I've never heard better news.
What a relief.
What a relief. So I get to the airport to meet her in New York, and she don't have a carry-on. She has her purse in a big ass suitcase. I mean, the biggest, like, huge suitcase.
Like they had to put the heavy tag on it?
Yes.
Yes. I've been there. Same.
Now I got my little carry on, my little backpack, and I'm ready. We're going to the same place for the same amount of time.
It's
going
to take two or three people to put it on that scale.
Yes, legit. It's overweight the whole nine, right? So I'm like, this was your idea. Like, what happened to the whole carry-on plan? I tried it, okay? I tried it. I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I needed more things. So I'm like, all right, whatever. She said, but I was smart about it because I packed another bag that had things in it just in case her bag didn't make it. When we had to transfer, if we had to wash up, do whatever we had to do, she still had all of her things that she needed.
Very smart.
I saw that as, so you brought another bag. You're telling me there's an additional one. Okay, cool, right? So sure enough, in her mind, I spoke it into the universe because I made a joke about, all right, let's just hope your bag travels with us and not on its own like all my bags seem to do. And of course, we're on the flight, about to land in Amsterdam. She's trying to find her bag. She's looking at her AirTag. The bag is not with her. So now she's like, as soon as we land, I need to one run to the bathroom and I need to figure out where my bag is so I can figure out what's going on. So I'm going to just take off. And then you can take all of the bags and meet me at the bathroom so she can get ahead of the crowd. Mm. Makes sense. I'm like, okay, cool, no problem. We'll figure it out. So sure enough, she gets up, the plane lands. She gets up, she goes to the front of the plane, and she gets ready to exit the plane and go do what she has to do. Now, I guess it's my responsibility to get all of the bags to her, which I didn't think would be an issue. So I get all of the bags, I get through the crowd, and as soon as I get to her, where she's at the bathroom, I can see the disappointment in her face immediately. And I have no idea what I did. I'm like, What happened? And she's like, where's my personal bag? So I said, oh, well, that was personal. I thought you I forgot. I just spaced it out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was asleep on that flight. I was, you know, you just wake up.
Yeah.
And I saw her purse, and that was my focus. Like, it was like, remember her purse, and then remember my stuff. I completely spaced out that bag next to her purse was our bag.
Oh, no.
Which was like my whole thing of, this is why I don't like to have so many bags.
So not only did you curse her checked-in luggage, her overweight, heavy checked-in luggage, but now her backup bag with her toiletries and a backup pair of underwear, whatnot, in case the checked luggage got lost, you have now left that on the plane.
I did. Mm-hmm. I will take full responsibility for that. Yeah. So in that moment, we had a decision to make. Because if we're going to get to Phuket in time, we have to go. So I'm like, what is in that bag that we really can't just repurchase once we land wherever we're going?
You've lost your damn mind.
That's what she told me. That's pretty much exactly what she said. And before we could even finish the debate, she takes off to go towards the plane to go get that bag. So I'm like, I don't think this is what we should do.
Oh,
like, we have to go. And she's going. Like, she's not paying me any mind whatsoever. She's mad at me for forgetting the bag. So then she finally gets the bag. We jump on the Rover. We try to make the flight. Of course, when we get there, they're like, oh, my God, we closed the doors like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And I'm
and they're
just
hardcore about
yes,
that,
too, they
man.
Are.
Yeah.
So we missed
Why
the flight.
Why couldn't she go to get the bag and you go to the next gate and tell them what's going on and try to get it to hold for her?
Well, we could have, but you're right. We could have done that, but I've done that before, and they didn't hold it.
Yeah.
I would have had to leave her.
Have left her.
I would not have, but they wouldn't have held it because I was there and she wasn't.
Oh, good for you for not leaving her.
Yeah, I would have
been like, see you around.
I know you would.
After you left the bag on the plane?
Bye.
I told her kidding. That if she would have had a carry-on, which was the initial plan, there would not have been a personal bag for me to forget. So I feel like it was my mistake,
so
but it was her fault.
Hollis learned a very valuable lesson on our trip to Portugal last week, because I was checking a bag because I was not only in Portugal, but I was meeting Amanda in Spain also. So my bag was too big, right? It's 2 weeks worth of stuff. So I checked the bag, which I never do. And he's like, well, since you're checking it, I'll just go ahead and rather than bring mine on the flight, which would have fit on the flight, no problem, I'll just check mine also. And I'm like, that's probably smart because you got to wait for my bag anyway.
Yep.
He checks his bag. My bag in Portugal comes off, and they lost his for 3 days.
Wow.
And he didn't even have to bring it on the flight at all, but they lost his for 3 days.
Valuable lesson.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.